Imagine setting your entire iPhone music library to shuffle mode and experiencing it live. Add visual arts, elaborate lighting design elements, dance, and stagecraft, and you're all set for a human surround sound system like you've never experienced before. The University of North Carolina Greensboro School of Music, Theater, and Dance presents their annual Collage Concert, Saturday, September 7th at 7:30 in Aycock Auditorium on the UNCG campus. Each year, this dynamic performance showcasing the breadth and quality of the school raises $15,000 in scholarship funds for talented students who otherwise might not be able to attend UNCG. Collage 2013 will include more than 300 students and dozens of faculty, Associate Director of Bands and Director of Orchestral Activities Kevin Giraldi, and Assistant Professor of Choral Music Carol Ott spoke with me about the concert.
Our large ensembles will perform, our wind ensemble, symphony orchestra, the chorale and chamber singers, one of our jazz ensembles, but then there are a lot of small ensembles. There's a quartet of our faculty performing a movement from a Bach cantata, our string orchestra that involves our string faculty and some of our finest string students will play, faculty brass quintet, faculty wind quintets. There's just the widest possible variety of things from within the school.
And then you've got, in addition to those stalwarts, some really unusual ensembles, I thought, for a university. I'm speaking of old-time ensemble, African drum ensemble.
And there's a thriving old-time program in the School of Music, Theater, and Dance at UNCG with dozens and dozens of students that pass through that class in that ensemble, and they learn the tunes in the old-time way by ear. There's no written music, and they work out their own arrangements, and they are, I think Carol would agree, they're always a hit. They get the entire audience, like 1,500 people, singing and clapping along, and it's a highlight of the performance.
It's a really neat connection that happens between that ensemble and the audience. One of the most compelling things about Collage is that it has something for everyone. And the performances are all under 4 minutes long. So if you're in the audience and you're listening to a performance that doesn't connect with you, then there's 4 minutes and it switches very quickly to something else that maybe you do connect with. So it's a way to broaden your horizons in terms of what kind of music you listen to and to experience new things. I mean, you bring up experiencing a full orchestra, which is an amazing sensation. You also can experience African drums in this concert when those two things might not normally be paired.
For the Collage concert itself, Kara, what's a highlight moment year after year for you? What are you looking forward to most?
The moment that we open the doors and the audience comes in and everything is set in place and ready to go. We've been through the very detailed rehearsal process because it's quite exacting what we need to do to make the concert fly. But the moment that we open the doors and the audience comes in and the excitement builds from there, the students know how things are going to happen, the performers are in place, that I think is my favorite moment.
Abundanza, abundanza, University of North Carolina Greensboro School of Music, Theater, and Dance Associate Professor of Bands and Director of Orchestral Activities Kevin Giraldi and Associate Professor of Choral Music Carol Ott. Collage 2013, a veritable artistic tapas bar with instrumental vocal and electronic music as well as dance, is Saturday, September 7th at 7:30 in Aycock Auditorium on the UNCG campus. Collage has become one of the most popular annual performances in the Triad, with more than 1,500 people attending, tickets selling out year after year, and raising $15,000 for student scholarships in the UNCG School of Music, Theater, and Dance. You'll find more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.